What do you want to know more about olden day?
Let me ask. Okay, Mr. Louis, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I get two brothers and one sister. But my sister never come here.
Never came to the
no,
States.
No, no, no.
And your two brothers?
Yeah, my bigger brother, yeah. He began 1917, and he died 1974, 80 years old.
How about the other brother?
Oh, we got two brothers.
Oh.
Him and myself.
Oh, okay. So your father had two sons and one daughter.
Yeah.
And you're the youngest?
I'm younger.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Your brother came in 1917.
1917.
Did he work for the Louis Produce Company too?
Yeah, he worked in the market. Later he joined together, all together, Louis Produce.
Oh, was he the one who put together the Louis Produce Company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some other cousin too, some other uncle.
Uh-huh. Where was the first place where he worked?
You mean my brother?
Yes.
He's in the market someplace.
Uh-huh.
In the market someplace.
Uh-huh.
Later, we and our cousin get together and live over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You heard the name Dan Louis. Dan Louis is one of them.
Uh-huh.
Now Dan Louis Jr. take over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then
so who else from the Louis family was involved in the Louis Produce?
Well, Louis family, in my, when we got about 1922, we still get about a little over 300 cousins here. And out of 300 cousins, Louis family, is only got about 5 persons her family. The rest of them all single. The most we got over here, one time we have 700 cousins. That's for 1920. 700 cousins, all in vegetable business. Either farming or vegetable peddler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Field laundry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, those days had a lot of peddler. Not no big chain store yet.
Mm-hmm.
All the small market, like what they call Papa Mama store.
Mm-hmm.
And when the chain store come bigger and bigger, every time they open one big store, they at least close up for 25, 30 small market.
Mm-hmm.
That's why now it's all bigger, not much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And before, Peddler, not only Chinese people, a lot of other kind of people too, European people, Greek people, Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Peddler, a lot of peddler. Yeah. First when they come in the market, they steal a lot of horse wagon, horse puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Then by 1926, in the law, they had a new law, no horse go downtown.
No horse going?
No, downtown.
Downtown.
Because they're the 30th Street. Yeah. And all the day when we come in here, even the traffic cop use horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you park the car over here,
mm-hmm.
the horse slowly walk around the block. Then the cop follow him. If the horse stop there, I mean, the car stay there over an hour, and they give you a car ticket. Yeah, that's before time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't use that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
It. 1926, they stopped all the horse going downtown.
Really? Did the Louis Produce Company, did you grow your own vegetables to sell?
Well, before we take, we buy from Brooklyn, we buy direct from the farmer.
Direct from Louis farmers?
No. Yeah, some all different farmers.
Not just Louis
yeah.
farmers.
But right now, Louis Produce, Dan Louis Jr., he got a lot of his own vegetables. He grow Chinese vegetables from Mexico, Coachella Valley, He got Chinese sahinjo. You know what sahinjo is?
Yeah.
Chinese grapefruit. He got big ones on Kujawa, raising Chinese grapefruit.
Chinese grapefruit,
yeah.
Yes.
It's called sahinjo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then he got a lot of Chinese vegetables growing from Mexico. Thousands of acres. He didn't do very big now. So he got a lot of his own merchandise. Besides, he financed a lot of other farmers.
Who was the boss of Louis Prado's company when you were working there?
That time, our uncle.
And what was your uncle? What's your uncle's name?
Louis Chen.
Louis Chen. He was the boss in charge?
Yeah, boss. And my brother, Louis Chen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And I got some share. And then Louis got some share.
Mm-hmm. How much was it for a share?
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah, I didn't even ask.
Approximately.
That. I just take what they give me in the song. Yeah. I didn't put no money in there, but they divide the profit, give me 25% of profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But those days we do a real big business. But now Dan Lee Jr. is doing very big too. He got a lot of stuff. He got a lot of tomatoes, a lot of China beans, and a lot of other Chinese vegetables from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this 9th Street Market, I think the market built 1908. They're talking about close them up pretty soon. Move to a new location.
They were built around 1908?
Yeah, the city market beyond 1908, our cousin built, Louis and other lawyer, two people got together to build the market.
Which Louis was this?
And our family.
What's his name?
Louis Kwan.
Louis Kwan?
Yeah, Louis Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
He still got some children. You know, long time ago. Yeah.
Did you join any family associations here in Chinatown?
Yeah, we got Louis family.
And you joined the association?
Yeah.
Were you active in the association?
Oh, I was the president 15 years.
For 15 years?
15 years.
Oh,
yeah.
So you were very active.
And I was the president in Gongzhou for 2 years. I still can run everything in Gongzhou Association.
Mm-hmm.
Gongzhou Association is just like over there, you said, belongs to two districts, Shenwei and Hokshan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Gongzhou, before olden day in San Francisco, Gongzhou, Uyghur Gongzhou Association, belong five different companies. Hui San, Yanping, Hok San Sanhui, Yanping. But when Hui San gets so many people, they withdraw. Then Hui Ping withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
Even Yanping withdraw too. So they leave only Sanhui, Hok San, two districts.
Mm-hmm.
They rebuilt a temple, finished 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Stockton Street. Downstairs, we lease to the United States Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gongzhou building
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco. Yeah. Gongzhou is the oldest organization in the United States. It's Gongzhou Association. Already started 10 years or 15 years before Zhonghua Uyghur, what do you call a Big Six company?
Mm-hmm.
Even 10, 15 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gongzhou people.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of activities did the Gongzhou Association
have? Well, before all the district and families and olden days are very important. You know, like people come from China by themselves, learn in San Francisco. They got no place to go, no money, then they to tell the people who you come from, and they send you to a certain place, and you can stay there until you get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like your Wong family, Louis family, you know, or you sing, missing Wong, or you get no place to go, go to Wong family, and you can stay there until you get a job. That's why the Chinese extortion is really important in the olden time.
Mm-hmm.
But now no more. Mm-hmm. No more now. Everybody took care of themselves now. See, all the people, your people come now, somebody bring them over here. So somebody have to be responsible to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But before, no. Before those people come in here, single man, they carry the bag, you know, the bag and the bag there, just looking for it to go. And people ask you, hey, you just come in here, who you come from? And you say, you come from Shenmue, you send to Gongzhou. See? You send Olo Wong, Olo Wong, they say, Lowly. Sing some to low lane.
How much was the dues?
Before, no dues, very little. But when you first in there, you don't pay dues. You just stay there until you get a job. Then you pay the dues. Put the dues, put the donation later.
Was it about
before.
$2 a year?
Before. Dollar. You know, you don't have to, before everything's cheap.
About a dollar a year?
Yeah, $2, you know, like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What years were you president of the Louis Family Association?
Oh, I started 1960.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a job, but my brother made me do it. He said, you get to come out and help the family. I said, No, decided to do those things, but since I got in there, I couldn't get out.
So for 15 years, you were president of the.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did your wife join any family associations? Did
yeah, my well, I belong to CACA too. My wife, 1 year woman, CACA also, chairman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She come out do a lot of work too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So both you and your wife were very active in Chinatown, Chinese organizations.
Pretty a little bit, yeah. I even go far to Hong Kong too. Hong Kong, Louis Clan Association.
You helped out there in Hong Kong?
They give me an honorable chairman. I went there twice already. Grand opening in 1975 and the 10th anniversary. Yeah. But I tried to cut out a little bit because getting old.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. In Chinatown, we're going to use it. I'm director over there. Almost 20 years.
What years?
Oh, I'm going to start from 1965 I started. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember director, the member of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we're getting old now. Take it easy, yeah.
Which were the most important families in Los Angeles before World War II? Important meaning, you know, whether they had the most money or most influence or most status?
Well,
or
not exactly certain family, but one family is the biggest one, the most people. Next one, Leung Gong, four family.
But do any family stand out in your mind as being more important than other families because they did better things or had more money or
no,
power? Or?
No. Before olden day, you're talking about 60 years ago, the big family talking about power. But after one time, Yi family and Hap Sing Tong had trouble, later then they don't get any more trouble. Yi family used to be really strong.
Mm-hmm.
60 years ago in San Francisco, Yi family.
Strong in what way?
Power.
Powerful?
Oh, my God. We fight everything. Tone war and everything. No more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last war between the family and the tone. Then even tone war now is the last tone war, I think, about 1920. Anyway, about 1922, 23 or so, from down there no more, yeah. And because now people get family.
What caused these tongue wars? What were they fighting about?
Oh, fighting for sometimes olden day, gambling, all that kind of, not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did many Chinese gamble?
Oh yeah, this is my son. Oh, used to be a lot of gambling house in Chinatown. The people, all single men, after through work, to finish anything like, they get no place to go. Only place they go to gambling house, past town. That's why they said so many gambling house. But now no more,
mm-hmm.
no more. Mm-hmm. All gone. I think 1930. I think Mayor Shaw, Zhou Shaw, that's the last time I think the gambling house.
What was that?
You know, used to be the one city mayor named Zhou Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's the last time. That's from 19. Before the war, anyway, just before the war,
mm-hmm.
from 1937, 1988, used to have, Bakapiu. You know what Bakapiu is?
No.
Lottery taking, uh-huh. gambling house, all those things all gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So did many Chinese save their money, or did they gamble it away?
And they gamble it away.
Do you think most Chinese saved or gambled? Or?
Well, I say about, you say about maybe about 25-30% of people gambling all the money. Not all. Yeah. A lot of people work hard and save and send them home.
Those that saved their money, did they save in banks, or did they save cash at home, you know, in a coffee can under the bed or something?
Well, olden days, they don't go to bank. They don't speak English. They are afraid to go to bank. They keep themselves, some friend, anybody gets saved, they limit to keep them there safe.
Uh-huh. So they saved at home, they kept their money at home.
Mm. Yeah, they're hidden somewhere.
Did you do that?
No, I don't do that.
Before the war?
No, I don't do that.
Bank or?
Well, when I come in here, we already go to school. We speak little English. We can put in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But olden days, the old people, they're afraid to go to bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't speak English. They don't want to face all the other people.
You think that was the main reason why they didn't go to banks, because they didn't speak English? Mm-hmm. Did you get involved in the movie industry at all? You know, a lot of Chinese.
No.
Did part-time work?
No, I never.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like it, some people don't.
Right. How do you think the Chinese in general were affected by the Depression?
The present time?
Yes.
Oh, present time now, Chinese people gonna ever walk off life now. Someone a lawyer, even.
Do you think during the Depression the Chinese had a hard time? Just as hard a time as others? Or did they do better?
Well, Chinese, everybody had a hard time, but I think Chinese get used to it. Maybe can get by a little easier. See, people already got used to it from big home, pool, so they can take it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. do you think Chinese families during the Depression counted on each other for help? Other members of the family, or big families, to help each other out? Or?
No, they can take care of themselves pretty good. Everybody work hard. Even they don't make them much, but they don't spend much. Like in older day. In olden day, people don't spend much money. Now, you, how many people had automobile before? Now, not only have one, some have one, two, three.
See? When did you get your first automobile?
Oh, wow. I don't get my first automobile until about 1940, you know. Mm-hmm.
And at that time, did many Chinese have automobiles in 1940?
Yeah, few, not too much, few, yeah. Because I don't need them, because I work there, I live there, so I don't go no place. We don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
In the place we go, we ride in a street car.
Mm-hmm.
Street car so cheap before.
Mm-hmm.
For a nickel, you can go from one end to the other.
You were saying before that, before the war, an average income was about, an average monthly salary was about $50-$60 a month.
Well,
average for most people.
Which war? Second war is different.
Right, before Second War.
Before Second War, you figure about $100
a month. $100
a month. $100
a month. How much of that $100 a month went for, you know, food and rent and medical and?
You still got money left. You still got money left.
About how much left?
Oh, I figure you can. You still got about easy 20-25% left.
Mm-hmm.
And now you make even $400 a week, it's still.
How much was rent before World War II?
Oh, rent? When you rent a house, you may buy about $15, $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
See? Even during 1939, they built those house in Crenshaw, what they call Lima Park over there.
Mm-hmm.
Those houses only cost $8,000, $7,000 to $8,500.
Mm-hmm.
In the house, $9,000, that means the contract is special bill.
Mm-hmm.
$9,000. Now, you try to touch it for $150,000.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.